So give me Matthew 28:18-20, and then we'll go to Mark 9. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, what? All power or all authority in heaven and earth. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and do what? Notice that you go and teach. He didn't say go teach Israel. Come on. He didn't say go teach the Caucasian people. He didn't say go teach the African-American people. Asian, he said go teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name, into that name. See, you're to be baptized into that name. What name? The name of the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to do what? Observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And Lord, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. See, we've been commissioned. And you know, somehow in our upbringing in church, I came up in this order. We only had revival and reached out to soul once a year. We had one revival. And I kind of followed the trend when I was called into the ministry to preach. We will set that one revival, and we wait a whole year again before we reach out to another. I can't find that being consistent with the scripture. How about you? Y'all ain't talking too well. Hallelujah. I'm telling you how we've gotten in ruts. And I thank God for those of us in the midst of us got some tenacity and some willingness to step out and step beyond the boundary of tradition, the men and stuff we've been taught and practiced for so many years and even generation. Hallelujah. But he said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you, and Lord, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Then Mark Gospel, let's go to Mark Gospel, chapter 16 and verse 15. And see, Mark and Matthew are giving the same account of the commission. Matthew said teach, Mark said preach. But watch this. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Notice what he's saying in going forth what happened in the commission. And it's amazing how people go. So many have gone in, separate so many things. This is all in the commission. They shall take up serpent, they drink any deadly thing. It shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall what? Recover. So after that, the Lord has what? Spoken unto them. He was received up into heaven, set on the right hand of God. And they went back home and sit down in the synagogue. Oh, let me see, can I read that again? And they went forth preaching everywhere. Preaching where? Oh, no, they just went to the Jews, y'all. Because they were Jewish people, 120 of them. In the upper room. So they went and preached to the Jews. They wasn't to go beyond that because, you know, the gospel only for the Jews. But the scripture said they went forth and preached everywhere. And the Lord doing what? Working with them and confirming the word with sign following. That means he confirmed what they preach. Amen. They preached salvation, people got born again. They preached healing, people got healed. They preached deliverance, people got delivered. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And so So they went everywhere, and God confirmed what they preach. I believe he'll confirm what we preach too. We preach what he said. Amen? And we have seen this. But I believe God wants to step it up. I believe he wants us to become more courageous. I believe he wants us to become more committed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe he wants us to become more dedicated, more consecrated, and that we don't pick out certain groups, but peoples all over this earth are hurting. They're lost people, they're sick people, they're broke people, they're blind people, they're lame people. Amen?
Amen.
They're crazy people, they're murderers, rapists, and every one of them need Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So Mark said God confirmed his word. Well, watch this. The message that we are to preach and teach is the message of love, or the message of the love of God. I'm going to say it again. The message that we are to preach and teach is the message of the love of God.
Amen.
And what he did. So everyone can hear it and believe and confess Jesus and be saved. Well, that's the only thing that's going to save people. That's the only thing that's going to change. That must be a change of heart. Only the gospel can do this. Only the power of God. Only the blood can take care of that. The blood did what? Wash. Now you guys are going to have to sit down and stop running. Okay? Thank you. Only this, give me my scripture back. You're taking them down too quick. Leave them up there till I get finished. All right. And they went forth and preached everywhere. And the Lord working with them, confirming the words with signs following. And this is the message that we are to preach and teach, the message of the love of God and what he did. So everyone can hear it and believe and confess Jesus and be saved. This is what he did. See, he came to seek and to save that which were lost. Adam committed high treason, sold us out. We were lost. We were doomed. We had no hope. And nobody could speak for us. Every one of us was separated from God. God, out of his own love and goodness, spoke up and said something. Do you see it? I said, God, out of his own love for mankind, his goodness, spoke up and said something. And then not only he said something, he did something.